Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pallav Agarwal. On behalf of Antique Stockbroking, I would like to extend a warm welcome to the investor and analyst fraternity gathered here on the occasion of the annual investor meet 2024 of Manganese Ore India Limited, MOIL. So today we have with us the gracious presence of Sri Ajit Kumar Saxena, the chairman cum managing director. We welcome you, sir. Along with him, we have the top management team today, comprising of Sri Rakesh Tumani, the Director of Finance, Srimati Usha Singh, the Director HR, Rashmi Singh, the Director Commercial, and Mr. M.M. Abdullah, Director of Production and Planning. So firstly, we would like to thank you all for taking time out today, out of your busy schedules and making it here, to understand the exciting journey of MOIL. I would also like to acknowledge the efforts of the CMD and the MOIL team for the exemplary performance and which is reflected in the stock returns as well. I'm sure most of us over here have been tracking the company and have invested in the stock, and it's done very well. And we are very confident that the company would again transit to a higher orbit going ahead. So without much ado, I'd like to invite the CMD and this team to share their thoughts. Please come over, sir.
So good afternoon, everyone. Before we start, I would like to introduce my team, Mr. Rakesh Tumani, Director of Finance, Mr. Abdullah, Director of Production and Planning, Mrs. Usha Singh, Director of HR, and Mrs. Rashmi Singh, Director of Commercial. We are really thankful to all of you for joining us in this investors and analyst meet today. We offer our heartfelt gratitude to all the investors and analysts who have reposed faith in MOIL. As a part of proceeding, after my opening remarks, we would have a brief presentation on the company's business performance, industry, and future outlook, and then we'll have question and answer session. In the last financial year, we have met thrice on different occasions, and I'm happy that we are meeting again today in this financial year. Hope most of you are already aware about the company and its business operation and also the manganese ore industry currently. I would like to briefly highlight about MOIL and the development going on in the company. MOIL is a more than 120-year-old company, and its history goes back to pre-independence day. All mines of the company at present are more than 100 years old and still operating. MOIL shares were listed on NSE and BSE in December 2010 through disinvestment process of Government of India, in which Government of Maharashtra and Government of Madhya Pradesh had also participated. In the year 2017, the company has also issued bonus shares in the ratio of 1:1. There was also offer for sales by the Government of India in the year 2017. Between 2016 and 2022, the company has bought back shares worth more than rupees 2,000 crores. Present shareholding of Government of India in MOIL is 53.35%, and State Government of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh holding up around 5.96% and 5.38% respectively. Remaining 35.31% shares are held by public and other institutions. MOIL has 10 mines, which include 7 underground mines and 3 open cast mines. More than 70% production is coming through underground mines. It is heartening to mention that MOIL has been maintaining its leadership in manganese ore industry in the country. At present, MOIL is producing more than 52% of manganese produced in country. So it is the largest manganese ore producer of country. Besides, MOIL also produces electrolytic manganese dioxide, which is the only EMD plant in India, and this EMD is used for batteries, pharmaceuticals, etc. State of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, being a promoter of the company and thus extend their full support for MOIL in carrying out different operations, and that adds to the strength of the company. You'll be happy to know that leases of MOIL have been extended not only to the next decade but beyond that. Few mines are up to 2032 and few up to 2042. And I think you would appreciate that this is the biggest strength for any mining company. Coming to manganese ore market, I would like to share that government had set a target of Indian steel production capacity to be around 300 million tons by the year 2030. This augurs well for manganese ore market also, as it is an essential ingredient for making steel. Currently, manganese ore consumption in India is around 8 million tons, which includes manganese ore required for export of manganese-based ferroalloys from the country. By 2030, it is envisaged to exceed 11 million tons as per national steel policy. This clearly speaks volumes about the opportunities that lies ahead of MOIL. At present, MOIL is producing around 1.8 million tons, while the rest of India is producing around similar quantity, 1.7, 1.8 million tons, and remaining quantity is being imported. It is most heartening to share that MOIL has not only recognized the opportunity, but also has gone all out to make the most of it. The figures say it all. I'll just highlight a few of the achievements of the FY24. The certain highlights is best ever production of 1.756 lakh tons of manganese ore, which is higher by 35% year-on-year basis. Best ever sales of 15.36 lakh tons of manganese ore, that is 30% higher year-on-year basis. Best ever turnover of 1449.42 crores, 8% higher on year-on-year basis. Best ever exploration done, core drilling done, that is 87,661 meters against target of 80,000 meters, and that also shows a growth of 100% year-on-year basis. CAPEX, that is capital expenditure of rupees 316 crore was done, which is more than profit after tax of the year. You'll be happy to know that the first quarter of the financial year has similar feathers and the same stellar performance continued. That is, April to June was the best ever quarter since inception of the company in various fronts. During the quarter, MOIL has recorded, it is the best ever quarterly revenue from operation, that is rupees 492 crores, that is 30% higher on year-on-year basis as compared to last Q1 of FY24. It's the best ever quarterly sales of 4.53 lakh metric ton, that which is 15% higher on year-on-year basis. Best ever first quarter manganese ore production of 4.7 lakh tons, which is 8% higher. And best quarterly exploratory core drilling of 30,000 cubic meters, 30,000 running meters, almost 1.56 times of year-on-year basis. This will help company adding in its existing mining ore resources, reserves and resources, and opening new mines wherever potential is viable. The company is focusing on brownfield as well as greenfield projects to enhance the production by increasing the productivity of existing mines and exploring mining opportunities in other states and other geographies. In this direction, as already informed to you earlier, MOIL has already signed MOU with Gujarat Mineral Development Corporation, a Gujarat state enterprise, to explore the possibility of mining of manganese ore in the Pani area of Gujarat. Exploration is done, and we are nearing to the signing of a joint venture with GMDC, with having 51% shares with MOIL. MOIL has also signed MOU with Chhattisgarh Mineral Development Corporation for the exploration followed by mining. MOIL has received the go-ahead for carrying out exploration in 218 square kilometers area in the Nilkantpur block, Balrampur, Chhattisgarh. MOIL has started exploration on 1st of June this year, 2024. Further, MOIL has also signed tripartite MOU with the government of MP and MP State Mining Corporation Limited to explore the possibility of manganese ore in four districts of MP, that is Jhabua, Jabalpur, Balaghat, and around More than 1,300 square kilometer area has been allocated to mines to MOIL for exploration. MOIL has completed exploration works in Chindwara and exploration in Balaghat area is under process. Exploration indicates availability of manganese ore in these areas and there are positive responses. Friends, MOIL is having a skilled manpower working in its both underground as well as open cast mines. The management of company is very well experienced and you can repose full faith on them. The current performance of the company shows that it is working in the right direction, wherein we have registered a growth of 35%. This year we are targeting a growth of around 14 to 15% over the last year. Also, the exploration targets have been increased by 25%, and so the other targets. The company has concrete growth plans, and by the year 2030, when the country is requiring around 11 million tons of manganese ore, we have targeted that we would be contributing to the tune of 32% of requirement of country, which is right now around 20-21%. So with this, I would request put full stop to my address, and I request my colleague, Mr. Ashwini Das, AGM Finance, to take forward this presentation, and thereafter we'll have a question and answer session. Thank you. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. I am Ashwini Das, AGM Finance, working at MOIL. I extend a warm welcome to each one of you and express my sincere gratitude for taking the time today. Your presence here is a testament to your confidence and interest in our company and our vision. Over the past 1 year, MOIL has taken various significant strides in the areas of production, sales, exploration, and environmental clearance. We are excited to share with you not only what we have achieved so far, but also the strategic initiatives we are pursuing to drive our next phase of growth. In today's presentation, we'll cover our current performance, our growth strategy, and the exciting developments in the horizon. But more than that, we aim to provide you with a clear understanding of how we intend to create sustainable value and why we believe that now is the time to be invested in your company. So without further ado, let's dive into the details. MOIL is the largest manganese ore producer in India. As our CMD sir already mentioned, it is the first CPSE to install windmill projects in India also. And it is the only company in India to produce electrolytic dioxide manganese. Electrolytic manganese dioxide, that is EMD. First of all, let's discuss about what are the uses of manganese ore. Manganese ore has several uses. Most important and primary, it is used in steel and industrial sector. In steel production, it is used as a deoxidizing agent to remove oxygen and sulfur impurities to improve the steel durability and strength. Manganese is also used in steel alloys to enhance the hardness, tensile strength, and resistance to wear and impact. Manganese is also used in other industrial sector, which is in alkaline batteries, lithium-ion batteries, and also pigment of paints and ceramics. And also it is used as a micronutrient for fertilizer, which helps in plant growth. Since manganese is a critical component in steel production, the demand for steel directly affects the manganese ore prices. Higher the steel production leads to increased demand and potentially higher prices. With this, we move to the manganese ore global market scenario. The global market is very competitive, with significant players from the country of South Africa, Gabon, Australia, and China. India contributes only 5% of the total manganese ore produced in the world. MOIL's operations are primarily focused within India, and it continues to explore ways to enhance its global footprint, though it remains more prominently domestically. This is an overview of our Indian market. We can see that around 5.6 million tons of manganese ore are being imported, which is a significant growth opportunity for Moil. Moil can achieve and contribute to the country's production demand by increasing its production and production capacity by expanding its manganese ore reserves and resources. This is an overview of the reserves and resources in India. Moil holds only 21% of the total reserves and resources. Before going into details, let me explain to you what are resources and what are reserves. Resources are identified as mineral occurrences which reasonably prospect for future extraction. However, reserves are economically viable portion of the resource that can be extracted. Exploration of these reserves and resources forms the basis of any mining industry. Although Moil holds only 21% of the manganese ore, it meets around 52% of the country's production demand and tries to achieve higher goals with this huge opportunity. This is a brief history of Moil. Moil has a rich history, having its journey started around 125 years ago from a single mine at Mansar in the district of Nagpur. From there on, it became a CPSE in 1962 and got listed in 2010 December. And now it has achieved the highest ever production since its inception. These are few details of our mines. We have 10 manganese mines in the state of Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. 3 are open cast mines and 7 are underground mines. We have a ferromanganese plant in the state of Balaghat. State of Madhya Pradesh, in the district of Balaghat. 12,000 metric ton is the installed capacity. Similarly, we have the EMD plant, which is the electrolytic manganese dioxide, which is used in alkaline batteries and lithium-ion batteries and dry cell batteries also. It has a plant capacity of 1,500 metric ton. We have also installed renewable sources of energy, which is around 20 megawatt in windmills and 10.5 megawatts in solar energy. We are contributing more than 56% of our energy requirement through renewable resources, by which we are going zero carbon and contributing to the nation's reduction in carbon footprint also. These are our mines location. Mostly Moil's mines are centrally located within 250 kilometers from Nagpur. Moils operate in the district of Balaghat, Bandara, and Nagpur. This is our capital structure. Government of India holds majority stake of Moil's shares, and apart from Government of Maharashtra and Government of Madhya Pradesh, the rest of shares are held by public at large and other institutions. As we know and already got introduced to our board of directors, I want to reiterate our board of directors is led by Sri Ajit Kumar Saxena sir, our CMD sir, which is and comprises of experienced leaders and diverse expertise across industries, guiding Moil with strategic vision and governance towards sustainable growth. Similarly, these are our independent directors. Our independent directors bring wealth of experience and contributes their valuable perspectives to Moil's strategic decisions. Let's go into the performance. As our CMD sir has already discussed about what we have achieved so far, but we are now in the phase where we'll be achieving new heights. So in the first quarter, if you can see the green marks, we have already produced around 4.7 lakh tons of manganese ore in the first quarter itself. And in the first quarter, we have also sold 4.53 lakh tons of manganese ore. Similarly, in the area of Ferromagnes, we have produced 2,948 metric ton of ferromagnes and 368 tons of EMD. Exploration is the prerequisite of any mining industry. So it is like a backbone to the mining industry. We have already doubled the last year, previous year exploration from 41,000 to 87,000 meters. And in the current year itself, we have already achieved 30,000 meters of exploration. Like exploration, resources are the lifeline of any mining industry. We are making further efforts to convert these resources into reserves. As you can see, we have already added significantly to our resources of our company. Last year itself, we have added 7.98 million tons of resources to the Magnesor. These are the key performance highlights for previous year, as I have already gone through it. These are the first quarter's highlights. In the last 10 years, MOEL has given an outstanding return to its shareholders through consistently paying dividend. And in a phased manner, it has also bought back shares and also gave an outstanding return of 164%. MOEL has consistently delivered strong returns to its shareholders, reflecting its commitment to value creation and financial growth. Being a corporate entity, it has also given back from where it has got so many opportunities of growth. We promote skill development, community development, health, education, and also we protect our environment by planting trees and going green. In the last 3 years, this is the movement of our share price. There is a significant potential of value unlocking in MOEL share from the current market position, which offers promising opportunities for growth and investment returns also. As you can see, it has already crossed the 400 mark. In the coming years, it may cross even more. These are the visions envisaged by our steel policy and our management, which will be fulfilled in the coming years. As per national steel policy, India is targeted to produce around 300 million tons of steel by 2030. For producing that much of steel, around 11 million tons of manganese ore will be required, and MOEL have targeted around 3.5 million tons to produce by 2030, increasing its market share from 20% to 32% by 2030. We are focusing on enhancing our production and increasing by 20% in the current year from the last year. Apart from that, we also have a target of around 3.5 million tons with 3 million tons being produced from our current mines and 0.5 million from our other upcoming projects. These are the areas we are focusing on. We, as I have already said, exploration is the lifeline and backbone to any mining industry. We are going for higher exploration, not only in the areas of our existing mines, but also outside our joint venture. We are proposing joint venture. We are taking up new shaft sinking projects, which will augment our operational efficiency. We are enhancing our environmental clearance limits, which not only help in production, also achieving our targets. And we are also expanding in the other states also. in the likes of Gujarat, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, all we are exploring for further point where we can achieve our production target of 3.5 million tons by 2030. As I have already emphasized that exploration is the lifeline of any mining industry. These are the few details which are already achieved and what we have targeted in the current year. We are targeting around 1 lakh meters to be explored, and further we will add to our reserves and resources in the current financial year. Environmental clearance requirements are essential to MOIL's expansion. It plans to scale up operations also. However, we are committed to navigating these regulations responsibly. By 2030, we are targeting environmental clearance for 5 million tons or 50 lakh tons so that we can achieve our envisaged target of 3.5 million tons. Our capital expenditure plan is strategically focused on expanding production capacity with modernization and mechanization of our mines to meet our growing demands and enhance our operational efficiency. In the last financial year, we have expensed more than our profit after tax in capital expenditure to improve our production capacity and also modernize our mines. These are the projects which are underway to enhance MOIL production capacity and operational efficiency. There are two high-speed shaft sinking projects in Balaghat and Gumgaon mine. We have Pani project, that is, we have MOU with government of, we have MOU with GMDC, that is a state PAC under the government of Gujarat. Also, we have exploration in the state of Madhya Pradesh in Chindwara and MP. And we have also started exploration in Chhattisgarh, Nilkanthpur block also. These are the few details in MOU with the state of Gujarat under GMDC. We have already in the process of signing of JVA agreement, which will be completed shortly after their state government's approval. In the state of Madhya Pradesh, two areas have positive responses in Chindwara and Balaghat, and we are also in the process of finalizing our JV. In June 2024, we started the exploration operation in Nilkanthpur block of Chhattisgarh, and we are hopeful for finding positive results in those areas also. Thank you. Thank you for your patience here.
Yeah, thank you, Ashwin. So now we'll open the floor for question and answers. I'm sure with the recent Supreme Court ruling, a lot of you would have questions on that. So, yeah, please, I would request you all to raise your hand and then, you know, call for the mic before asking for questions. So we'll start, I think, with... Yeah, sir, please introduce yourself.
Yeah. Sir, Ramesh.
Yeah, okay, we'll take Nirang. Yeah.
Yeah. Ramesh Bhojwani from Mehta and Vakilis. First and foremost, you have made an excellent presentation encapsulating the current state and going up to 2030, the vision is very, very heartwarming and welcome. Sir, one thought came to my mind. In the vision 2030, you have raised, given a conservative target of raising your production to 3.5 million tons. Whereas one can foresee at least 5 million ton production coming from your side. Would like to have your thoughts on that.
What we have committed is what is there in our control. I mean, right now we have leases and we are planning to have ECs and then shafts in those mines. Definitely we can go to 5 million ton and further, but that all depends based on what kind of mines do we get from different new mines which we get. What we have committed is from existing mines only. So that is, for that we are sure that we are going to do that.
So that is an excellent remark, excellent comment you have made, that it is only from the existing mines, right. But the new mines certainly can take you to 5 million.
New mines would have certain shares in that, but not the mega share.
Yes. This,
but going to 5 million ton, that definitely would require new mines.
And the second thought was, first and foremost, many congratulations for being the first CPSE to install windmills and progressively add solar power. Solar power has got the fancy and imagination of almost every company or private and public sector in India. I also see Vision 2030, the doubling of this renewable energy from your side.
We are working on that, but I would like to share that around 60% of our own consumption comes from renewable energy resources,
yes,
from windmill as well as solar. So we'll definitely be raising this.
That should go up to 100% and double by 2030. That was the thought.
Sure.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Hi, sir. So question from here. So my name is Digant Harya from GreenEdge. Sir, we have been shareholders of Moil for 2 years. So, you know, your great performance has benefited us. So thank you for that. And thanks to Antique also for timely writing the reports, arranging these events. It helps improve our understanding. So 3 questions from my side. Sir, in the annual report, you have increased the target from since very long we used to write 30 lakh tons. Now we have increased it to 35 lakh tons this year. Sir, when we met you last time, you said that from our existing mines, 21 lakh tons to pahunch jayenge. For more, we need these, JVs with Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and all these states. So this 35 lakh tons seems like, what more will you need to do? Because in annual reports, you write that existing mines ke baju mein hum kuch kar rahe. We have put all those shafts, increased the lift speed, operational efficiencies. Dekha hai. But this 35 lakh tons seems ambitious. What will the company do? And sir, I'll tell you why I asked this. We were at 13 lakh tons in 2008. This number we crossed in 2023. The 15 years we took to cross that 13 lakh tons. Now we are talking of reaching 35 lakh tons in just 5 years from now. So if you can just explain own mines, how much, JVs, how much, new mines, how much, and why do we not go to the mineral-rich states of Odisha and Karnataka? Because in your own slide, we saw that 50% resources are in these two states, whereas we are only going to states where the reserves are less. So that's the first from my side.
So about the breakup of 35 lakh tons. First of all, as we have mentioned in our presentation, that exploration is a continuous activity and is backbone to any mining organization. So that is why last year when we said 21 lakh ton, and this year, if you have seen the presentation, the last year we have added around 7.98 lakh tons to our reserves. So this is a continuous activity, and we realize that how much manganese we can get or we will not get at all. So this is a result of continuous exploration. Now coming to the breakup of 3.5 million ton, I'll say that roughly what we have estimated now is 3 million ton from our own resources and 0.5 from other resources. But I feel that, we have potential of reaching even 3.5 from existing mines. That's what I have said, ki for 3.5 we are sure, and for the growth of maybe to another step 5 million ton, we require more mines. And you never know. By that time, we may be exploring more in the same area, and we'll be getting more reserves and resources.
Sir, and second question is, sir, how does the organization get so much energy? 15 saal kuch nahi hua, steel sector was down, we understand all that. But now in 2 years, we are talking as if we are running on the fourth gear now. So is this the government driving it? Yeah, company ke andar the whole employee force is recharged? What has happened? Just very qualitative comments.
I think it's a collective effort and very focused and synchronized effort of everyone. Maybe it was waiting for this time to happen. I can say only this. It's a collective effort and all forces are working together. Perhaps that is why we are achieving this, and we are confident that we'll be crossing 2 million ton target this year.
Sir, and lastly on this Supreme Court verdict, we have seen that Jharkhand, Orissa, they have already, the states have started applying tax on whatever mining output is there. For us, you know, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh are the two states which matter most. If, you know, they also decide to go that way, what happens to us? Because we can't change our selling prices. They are determined globally. So that hit probably has to be absorbed by us. So any ballpark calculations you have done on what kind of hit can come, or, you know, what can we do so that this does not happen?
As of now, there is no major implication. I think DF can tell better, but since we are working constantly on our cost, so we don't have much of apprehension. And as of now, there is no major impact on past taxes. You would like to give some detail?
Sir, but future, agar past ka nahi manga,
future, we are working in a very focused manner on our cost. Of course, I cannot reveal the figures, but our cost is definitely it's a world benchmark.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. Kunal here from Centrum Broking. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is in regard to the EC limit that we are looking to expand from currently 2.5 million ton to 5 million ton. So, sir, can you share any this project timeline that we require the public hearing and everything all together? So what timeline that you have set, what has been achieved, and for each milestone, by how much time you are looking to get it done?
Look, at the beginning of this year, that is 1st of April, 2024, we had EC of nearly 24.88 lakh tons. And for this year, financial year 2024-25, we have planned to apply for nearly 10 lakh tons. And out of that, 4.4 lakh ton has already been applied. And remaining baseline study and other things are in progress. Somewhere mining plans are being made. So we are sure that we'll be applying another 10 lakh tons in this financial year. So that will make it around 35. And next 10 to 15 lakh tons we'll be applying in the year 25-26. For which detail is yet to be, detailing has to be done. But yes, we already have plans and we have started working on that. So this is starting 25 lakh ton. This year, application for 10 lakh tons. Next year, application for another 15 lakh tons.
Thank you, sir. Second question is in regard to the opening remark that you mentioned about enhancing global footprint as well. So any plans or outlook that something new for, I believe, for everyone that may be with you that you can share, sir?
We are working in different geographies and for different minerals also. With time, we'll come to know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. This is Vikas from Philip Capital. Sir, just wanted to understand one thing. Since we have already an EC limit of closer to 2.5 million ton, what are the constraints which is stopping us to go to that figure in this year itself? Why we are taking a 2-year timeline for that?
I mean, we just clarify your question. What is it? I mean, do you expect that whatever EC we have, we should be producing that much of amount?
No, India is importing 50% of the requirement. So there is a demand in India, right? So just wanted to understand the constraint which is stopping us to go to the full EC limit of mining capability.
So it's a long process. I mean, you have to start from getting the land allocated for exploration. You explore and there's a word statistics that having successful exploration, that is 3 out of 1,000 explorations lead to, good economically viable mine. So you have to get the area, then you explore, then you start applying for EC, then you start planning various equipments and shafts, getting clearances. So it's a long drawn process. It just cannot be like you decide and you do it tomorrow.
So EC is there, but our current capacities are lower, right?
No, it is. We have to apply for ECs also. Right now, we have ECs of only 24.88 lakh tons.
Okay, and what is the current capacity in terms of production capability?
There's nothing called capacity because once you are in certain strata of mine, you may be getting 28%, you may be getting 42%. That precision and accuracy is yet to be achieved, that you know from the very beginning that how much you are going to get at particular level. So generally, the score at present is around 77-78% we get from run of mine. So if you get 24.28 lakh tons, so you would be getting somewhere around 19.5 or 20 lakh tons of manganese ore.
Understood, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. You currently mentioned about that we have a production capacity of around 77-78%. If we take it, it's closer to 2 million ton. We are also looking at the production target of 2.49 million ton for the FY25. So what would aid this production ramp up to 2.49 million ton during the year? And would you be able to also give a picture for the next 2 years as well?
I think it is wrongly understood. This year we have capacities, that is environmental clearances of 24.88 lakh tons, out of which, suppose you produce this much, so 77% will be clean ore. That will be around 20 lakh tons. So that is what the plan for this year is. And this year we would be applying for another 10 lakh tons of environment clearances. That is easy.
So when we say the okay, production target would be roughly around 14-15% growth this year over 1.8.
Production target would be around 20 million ton plus.
Right.
20 lakh ton plus, sorry. That is 2 million ton, 20 lakh ton plus.
And from the 1 million ton additional EC that we are targeting?
That you will be getting throughout the year.
Throughout the year.
Throughout
so
the year
and,
may not,
and
you may
production?
Not be getting because there are so many clearances. There are certain places where there are certain committees have to clear things. Maybe committee is not there. When committee is going to meet, when your point will be there in their agenda. So it's a long, it's not like switching on and switching off the fan.
Correct. I just wanted to understand, once you receive the EC, how many years would you take to reach that capacity? Because then you'll have to plan the equipment and other things.
Look,
as well.
We have plan of producing, say, 35 lakh tons from in the year 2029-30. And right now we have produced 1.756. So you can say if we achieve a CAGR of 12% over next 5-6 years, we'll be reaching there. And this year we have taken a target of more than 14-15%.
So
that
it
is
would
20,
be more 20. Or less a linear growth through the period.
So
not
you no,
front
no, no.
Ended.
So if 12% growth CAGR would take me there to 3.5 level. But this last year it was 35%. I mean, that is a historical thing. That cannot be repeated every year. So this year we have targeted, of 15% plus. Accordingly, as we get ECs, as our equipments get commissioned, in some year it may be less, some year it may be more, but definitely 12% CAGR we are targeting so that we'll be reaching 3.5 by the year 2029-30. And we have clear-cut plan, as you have seen. We are planning that to apply for the ECs of 5 million ton by next year end. So even if it takes one and a half, two years more, and if you calculate that 77-78% of 5 million ton, that comes to 3.5. So that ECs we would be achieving much in advance to the year which we have committed for 3.5 million ton. So we are planning, and of course, there are different levels. One is equipment commissioning, another is getting clearances, and then getting all the contracts. So we are sure, things are on right track.
Thank you for the details. Couple of more questions. One
sure.
was about the two JVs that we are planning, one in the with JMDC and second in MP. Would you be able to give us more details in terms of what is the resource base that we have established there? What is the EC limit that we would be looking there? Do we have some initial idea at this stage?
In Gujarat, I can share that we have explored and we have identified around 9.551 million tons of manganese ore. Now, based on the joint venture signing and then getting clearances, we perhaps the starting year, we can say another 2 lakh ton. Maybe next year there is 25-26, but potential is 9.5 million ton. Madhya Pradesh exploration is still on. Chhattisgarh, we have started exploration just in the month of June, but initial results are quite good.
Right. One last question on the, you have shown the resource addition. Would you also share how have we added the reserves over last couple of years? we have shown around 7.98 million
right.
of the resources. Correspondingly, what were our reserve addition figures for FY24?
Details we can you share?
Last year, we have added around 7 million tons of resources. This is by means of exploratory drilling. When you puncture the ore body and the geometrical figures are available regarding the depth, width, and percentage of recovery of ore body, then we add the resources and we convert resources into reserves. It is like that. It is a continuous process, perhaps.
What is the reserve addition number for FY25? Reserve addition that we would have done. We would have also sort of RP ratio, whether it increased, decreased during the year.
No, actually, the whatever reserves you have mined out, that we reduce from our resource base, then we convert the resources into reserves. It is like that.
Fine, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Heenal Kothari here from Systematics. Sir, I wanted to know the grade-wise sales mix for FY24 and historically, if it is possible.
It is possible, but it is a quite detailed, I mean, it's a full document. We can share it after the meeting.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Ajay Mehta from Makrant Invest. Sir, two questions. I just wanted to clarify whether this 9th bench Supreme Court decision, there is no past liabilities of our on that account?
I think I've addressed it. Not much of implication of this decision.
Quantify any figure, sir? Because somewhere I had seen in one of the annual reports 2,500 contingent liability. Am I correct in that? 2,500 crores of various taxes,
yeah, this is,
you know?
As far as the Supreme Court decision is concerned, it is about the power of the states. The royalty is a tax or not, royalty is not a tax. And if the state governments were imposing certain taxes, those taxes have to be paid through since 2005, in next 12 years.
True.
So in case of Moil, there are no taxes with respect to state governments. So there is no liability from the state government. So this decision does not impact at all Moil's operations. We do have the liability from the state government service tax, but that's a different thing. That has already been disclosed in our contingent liability. So as such, there is no liability.
Fair. Good answers. So next one on this. Your quarter one results have been really very good, very encouraging. Congratulations on that. But can you give us a little idea how, if we break it up between volume and price, what has been the breakup? And what would be your foreseeing for the next few quarters on this?
I think figures we already have shared about the volumes, and the volume was around 4.53 lakh tons.
A percentage breakup between quarter four and quarter one, sir. If that is possible, answer.
That is definitely possible. I may not be having figure right now at my fingertips, but that is definitely possible. I think 4.53 lakh ton sale is there in Q1, and before that, it was 4.36, 4.35. It was Q4 was 4.35 or 4.36.
So that is
and right now it is
8% up in volume.
No, 8% is YOY. That is Q1 of FY24.
Okay.
So and Q1 of 24, with respect to Q1 of 25, there's a growth of 8%. Growth in Q1 of 25, with respect to Q4 of 24, is marginal.
So the major difference, there's a PAT difference of 90 crores to 150, if I'm not mistaken. So is the difference because of the price alone? I mean, if there was a marginal difference in the volume.
It's definitely prices as well as the grade, and I mean, what kind of grade is sold in that area, whether it was available or not. So a lot many factors, but definitely prices have played. I think a rally of 3 to 3.5 weeks, that really,
made a difference.
Yes, it was there.
So what do you feel of it going quarters ahead? Would the price be maintained in the coming few
quarters? Look, normally Q2 is, a bit sluggish, and we expect that we expect around 2.5 to 3 lakh ton sale, 3 lakh ton plus sale, even in Q2.
Because whatever we could read, it meant that something in probably South America, some plant got disturbed, and that is why the price shot up. And the US were expecting some steel, production.
No, the plant which was, the plant, I mean, the information which you have, there is a breakdown in some plant or some mine.
Yes,
that is still there and that will continue, I think, as much we know that until end of this calendar year. But yes, that could be one factor, but there are many more other factors. I mean, production of steel, demand of steel, and ferroalkylum producers.
So can we take it then that the next few quarters the price would stay what it is today, averaging out 5% here and there?
Prices what we are today, in this Q2, they will, I think, most likely they will continue. But Q3 onwards, prices will go. And it's a regular pattern over years.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, sir. So just one question. Since we are looking to double production from current to by FY30, what kind of capex plans have we outlined for the next 4-5 years?
For the last 2 years, our capex is, or maybe 3 years, our capex is more than our profit after tax. And even this year, we have planned 328, next year, 340 crores. So we have, if you understand in language of mining engineers, that is number of shafts to be added. So it is under process, but we have decided on 5 shafts to be installed in different mines. So capex is, there will be a gradual increase in capex.
Hi sir, this is Powers from Birla Mutual Fund. So firstly, on your quarterly results, if I look at a blended realization, whatever volumes you have shared in the revenue number, there's roughly around 13-14% blended realization growth. But if I look at your announcement over last 3 months, April, May, June, there was roughly around, on a blended basis, 30% increase in realization should be there. So what is the gap between whatever you have announced, the hikes, and whatever you reported in your numbers? So there was one hike of 3-4%, then another 25-30%, and then another 30% throughout the quarter. So that culminates to roughly around 30% on a blended basis hike. And you reported 14% growth in realization. So what's the gap why the realization was lower than the expected?
I couldn't get your question. Will you be more, will you elaborate it, please?
Sir, throughout the quarter in 1Q, in April, May, and June, you announced certain price hikes across product price points, that culminates to 30% blended realization. That should have been a growth in realization for the quarter, but whatever you have reported, it seems it was only 14-15%. So is there some increased discounts or is the mix?
No. What you see, it is just one or two grade, but we have, many grades, so it's a mix of that. I mean, which grade is having how much demand and how much could be dispatched. So total net sales realization is based on that. You monitor only one or two, 36% or 37% or 44%. But there are so many grades.
Okay. And going forward, you have also announced certain kind of price corrections. So how this will trend in this 2Q, the same number?
We do pricing only on monthly basis. There's no price correction. I mean, we have to follow certain, we follow certain indicators like stocks at different port, consumption, prices of ferroalloys, steel market, and availability of ore. So based on that and of the global prices, we fix our prices.
Sure.
It's not correction. Okay. I mean, if you look at figures, I mean, there's a fluctuation across the globe.
Sure. And secondly, on this employee cost, which is kind of for the entire year was 555 crores, which was lower than FY23, how this number will trend and how this number will trend with respect to your production growth? It's absolute number of 550 crores for the full year as a whole.
Absolute numbers will be fluctuating because there would be certain rise on account of your DNS allowance and increments of regular employees. There would be some retirements. So it is just not, I mean, if you want, we can calculate,
Because in FY23, this number was higher.
FY23, this number was higher because in that particular year, we have revised the pay scales of employees. So there were, and it was with effect from 1-1-2020 or so. So there was, we had to pay arrears as well as new pay scales. And definitely after that, since area impact is not there, so it is coming down. Also, we are focusing on cost. We are redeployment. There is redeployment of manpower in effective areas. So, and with decreasing manpower. So definitely, overall cost is coming down.
So when is the next big reset in terms of employee cost?
That will be around 2027 or so.
And any take on the global markets, how the manganese, after South 32 disruption, how the market is performing in terms of supply demand?
They had an impact of around 3-4 million tons. But if you look at production of manganese for last so many years globally, it is hovering around 59 to 464 million tons, 3% of global steel production. So it is, I mean, not much of it.
Sure.
Hello, Kunal here again, sir. Sir, our country is opening up with critical minerals opportunity right now, and we are seeing that lot of state-run government companies are also looking to participate in that opportunity, and also looking to bid in overseas as well. In Moil, how we see the opportunity for ourselves and aspiration that we have in India and overseas both together?
As you have mentioned in our presentation, that we are open to any geography and any mineral, provided it is economically viable and a viable proposition for the company. We are looking into different proposals and working on it. So as it comes, whether it is viable, then we will participate, and then it comes to what we get. So we are very well into the group for going to new geographies and new minerals.
So any specific minerals that you are targeting right now that you are looking for in India and elsewhere?
Not exactly. Of course, manganese is our core strength, but manganese involves underground as well as open cast mining. So as far as skills and another exposure is concerned, we are very well equipped. So now it all depends the economic viability of the proposition. So no specific, but definitely we are looking for other minerals too.
So last question, also there's a lot of opportunity in ocean seabed mining as well, where huge manganese ore deposits are there. So any any plans, any thoughts that you can share with us that Moil can work on it?
I think it is really premature about ocean seabed mining and who will get what rights and where exactly is the it is a topic of importance and interest for last 1.5-2 years, deep ocean mining. And yes, the best quality of manganese is lying there, but so far nothing commercially, no commercial proposal is available to any one of us.
So any government's framework or initiatives has been undertaken that looks promising for mining in future, that you can share some light on it?
Not specifically about manganese, but definitely it is part of steel policy. So government is working for becoming Atmanirbhar in that element too.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, can I ask a question? Sir, any target to reduce cost of production by percentage, any target in next 2-3 years? Yeah, how the cost of production reduces?
I think exactly you cannot say target, but definitely as we are targeting a growth of around 14-15% every year, so you can presume that reduction in cost by 6-7% every on year to year basis, considering, because you do not know what will be the DNS allowance, what will be the of course you know the increment, but you do not know the DNS allowance. So what is the area of focus is with the same manpower, if you can increase production. So if you take just same values, increase by 12-13-14-15%, so you will get around 6-7% of reduction in production cost on year to year basis per ton.
So there's any basis ki profitability goes, the employee cost goes up?
Come again?
If the profitability goes up, employee cost goes up?
Not exactly. No linear relationship or predictable relationship.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, hi. This is Shubhaprata Mitra from Augmenta Research. So to augment your production capacity to 3.5 million ton, what is the targeted employee recruitment you need to do going forward?
Look, as we have already said about, talked about the CAPEX, it is not only about installation equipment, equipping the ship, commissioning of shafts. It also involves a lot of mechanization. Because all those mines are 100 years old, and we are working also on changing the way how do we mine. Of course, it is an early stage. It is difficult to say. It is premature to say how exactly it will be replacing, but definitely we are working on the more productive, safer methods to dig out manganese so that we can have more mechanization and less requirement of manpower exactly.
Okay. And my second question is that out of this CAPEX, whatever you are saying, what will be the modernization equipment and stripping cost, if you can give the bifurcation?
Modernization group?
Equipment and the stripping cost that you start for the new mines. You capitalize a certain portion of the stripping cost, right?
Hmm.
So can you bifurcate that thing in terms of...
I think next financially we'll be capitalizing two of our major projects. And the other five which we are talking about is only at the stage of conceptualizing and locating and finding out the technology.
So whatever you are capitalizing next year, that would be, you know, can you give an estimate of that, the stripping cost capitalization?
That's basically an accounting aspect, stripping cost. So we need not disclose that separately. But as CMD sir has already said, next year, this year, we are planning a target of 328 crores of CAPEX, right? Yeah. So it includes everything.
And we'll be capitalizing our two projects?
So broadly, I wanted to know how much would be for modernization and how much would be for, you know, capitalization of the, starting of the new mine of stripping cost.
So basically it depends, I think it's again a very internal assessment and the numbers. So we are doing both. We are doing expanding in terms of increasing our shafts, major capital projects and the modernizations. Okay.
Can you elaborate your question more?
Yeah, so I'm asking that you are doing a CAPEX of 320, 330 crores, whatever.
Okay.
If you can subdivide that into the modernization portion CAPEX and the stripping cost CAPEX.
Look,
is it possible to give that?
No. It is just not possible because it all depends. It's in certain mines at certain levels, you might be mechanizing the things. And in the other level, you are doing the things in the same old fashion. So, I mean, identifying that the same mine, one level cost, another level cost, I mean, that would be very difficult to share it. That definitely we would be working on it, but that is very, very difficult to share.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, your question is addressed well.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
So two questions again. Sir, we import like 65% of manganese ore, and I believe in your presentation, you showed 54 lakh tons. Sir, what can we do to address this? Like, do they need a different grade which we don't produce, or like, are we not doing enough marketing in, say, the ferroalloy belt of Orissa where we can sell more? What's your take on this? How much import substitution can we really do?
Definitely, they also have certain points in importing. It is not exactly 100% grade. Few grades are definitely, we are not producing. I mean, country is not having that. It is basically a mineral. And definitely, logistics-wise, they have some advantages too when they are importing the material, especially the ferroalloy producers of Vizag and Durgapur. More so, it is not only import of manganese ore, but also the export of ferroalloys. Because whatever manganese-based ferroalloys are produced in country, nearly 50% of that is exported. So they definitely have advantage at times in importing, again, based on what kind of prices country is offering, what kind of freight country is offering.
Sir, you said that cost of, imports are competitive. Sir, imports may come from South Africa, Gabon, Australia. So there is a much longer distance, whereas from Madhya Pradesh to Vizag is a much smaller distance. So I just want to ask one more thing, that what is our cost of production per kg average?
You need to compare ocean freight and land freight. You will get the answer. I mean, there's a huge difference. in ocean freight and...
Okay, sir, but just in terms of rupees per kg, like we are selling our products at 8 to 11 rupees a kg on an average. So what would be our production cost on an average? And, you know, how much is it dropping every year or...
Every year you can say a drop of 6 to 7%.
Sir, but that number per kg...
Oh, that's... I hope you understand.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think... sir, should we close? Yeah, okay. So, any last questions, please? I think most of them. Yeah, okay. So, there was indeed a very insightful session. And I would like to thank the entire investor fraternity for their time today and also express my gratitude to the CMD and the top management for making it today and giving us a picture of what the path ahead looks like for MOIL. So also, this event would not have been, you know, successful without the efforts of, you know, our sales team from Anti Corporate Access, Bharati Ponda, the company secretary of MOIL, Mr. Neeraj Pandey, you know, and our events manager, Mr. Sanjay Chhabre. So I would also like to take some time out to thank all of them, and as well as the hospitality team at Taj Lands End for, you know, taking care of our needs. So now lunch buffet is served and we can, you know, proceed for that. So thank you all for coming.